student with him. He gave him an envelope with money in it. Chazanish, who never took money from people, politely told him, thank you, I don't take money. The Yid, who was obviously a very tumistic Yid, he looked around. He saw the Chazanish leave with the fear of the rafkin. And here the Chazanish doesn't take money, and what's hot, yeah. He turned to Chazanish and said, but from what's left the Rebbe, how do you live if you don't have... The Chazanish smiled and he says, Yichleb from Panayir HaTayva. I live from doing chesed. And this, like every other word the Chazanish ever said, is from the Sichas Chulun, Shel Tamid Echom, that's Sichan Limud. And obviously you have to be a Chazanish to say this, to really feel this. And yes, you have to be a Chazanish to write what the Chazanish himself writes in the Yigeret and Yigalit. Osha Ani Bahava Zulasi. He literally was wealthy. He felt so lucky to be one that does chesed. You have to be a chazanish to say this with, to really feel this. But the emphasis, in reality, every year has to realize that we all live from Tana Yira Chesed. We all have to try to aim for this feeling. The Mr. Hisham, the end of Perek Yates, writes a remarkable lesson, and you have to think about the lesson itself. The fish ain't a Kadosh Baruch Hu oyev ela lemisha oyev es Yisrael. The Eibishter only likes someone whose heart is filled with Ahavas Yisrael. The whole Masha Adam Magdal Ahavasei the Yisrael, Gam a Kadosh Baruch Hu Magdal Alav. The more you love the Yid, the more the Eibishter loves you. We can't live without the Eibishter. So isn't it obvious that we all have to be able to say Yichleb from Panayir HaChesed? The pasuk in Micha Perikei, we just learned it this past Shabbos, Mi'as Torah. Ma Hashem Dayush Mincha, what is the Eibush to ask? From all the things, what is the Eibush to ask? Ki Masayis Mishpat V'Ahavas Chesed. One of the two requests that Ma Hashem Dayush Mincha is Ahavas Chesed. To enjoy doing chesed. We all have to be able to say, Osha Ani Bahavas Hazula. But it's not just the Ashkofa Sheboy that's so important. We all know, I don't have to tell you, what the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavta Re'acha Kamoicha Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah, Kamavu Dikalosha Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah. We all know what the Gemara in Shabbos says that Hillel said, he told the Goy, Dalach Sani Lechavich Leisavid, Ahavas Yisrael, that is Kol HaTayra Kula, Kol HaTayra Kula is feeling Osha Ani Bahavas Azulas. We all know what Ahavas Yisrael is. We all know what V'Ahav Tlerech HaGemarich, how that is without doubt the cornerstone of our Torah. But sometimes I wonder, do we know what it means, the Haftarach HaKamayicha? Do we know the simple pshat, the simple halacha l'maisa, the posh of the title of those words? How it applies to us every day? Yeah, we all know, right? What is Havas Yisrael? Chesed, Bikecholim, Lichem Aveilim, Gemilas Chasadim, that's posh of that, that's Torah Terekula. But it's not emes. Because you look in Shas, throughout Shas, there are many, many mentions of chesed, and it's all from different sukkim. The Gemara in Sota, that Yidala Dash of the Pasuk in Re'ei, that's the mekor of chesed of Bikechol Michim Aveilim. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf learns that the Pasuk in Parshas Yisrei, that's the mekor of chesed. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lam Gimel Dash of the Pasuk of Zekhei V'Anveyu, that's the chi of chesed. It's all over. Chesed is all over. Lay lechinam, does the Gemara say, Chayrus Chilasa Gimel Chasadim, Seifa Gimel Chasadim, it's all over Chesed. But Michel Aveilam, Bikechaylam, Gimel Chasadim, that's not Ahavas Yisrael. Because other psukim. So what is the pshat in the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha? What is the touch of that mitzvah that we all know is the Klal Gadol B'Torah? you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the way he teaches, the way he defines the halacha of Rehabiach Tumayta, mitzvah al kol adam, it's not just a mitzvah of tzaddikim, it's a mitzvah of yad yid, le'ay v'kol echad v'yechad misrael tigufay. Shenema v'yahatayach ikramayisa. L'fikach, like the Rambam, so what is the first muscle, what is the prime example that the Rambam provides for the mitzvah of Avat Yisrael? Zorich l'sapa b'shvachay. That's a tough compliment. You have to give you get a compliment. You think about it, it's Mavar on the Rayah. The Rambam is talking about Ahavas Yisrael, and the first muscle, the prime example, is not Bikin Chayil, not Nichim Avelim, not Gmir Chassadim, but the first muscle, the first muscle that Rambam could think of, is giving you a compliment. There's no mention of Bikin Chayil and Bichlal, the Rambam, or Nichim Avelim. In Lechaz Avel Perikidari, he says, Amitza Midah Bonander. But it's mind-boggling. What is this mitzvah that is called Torah Kulam? And you know what's even more so? That really frightens me? What is the tait? The poshet the tait. Rabbi said, what is the tait of the words V'yahafta racha kamaycha? Is it really a mitzvah to love a yid kamaycha like you love yourself? Is it humanly possible? Is it possible to love someone like you love yourself? Is it possible, like the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah al-kol adam on every person, not only a chafetz chayim, there's a mitzvah on every person to love a yid kamaycha? And it's not only to love your chava, love your rebbe, but the Rambam says, al-kol echad v'yachad, love kol echad v'yachad. That's not possible. It's not shaykh in the world to require every yid to love kamaycha. It can't be. But you know what's even more so? It's not even true. It's not even honest. There is no chiyuv to love the other person like you love yourself. You all know the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Tanach Beis, Rabbi Kiva Darshins, the Pasuk, the Cherechi Cheimach. Chayecha Koidman. If you have a choice to help him or help yourself, Chayecha Koidman. So it's not even true that we have to Reacha Kamaycha. There's no such chiyuv. And I'm sure you realize who said Chayecha Koidman? Rabbi Kiva. The same Rabbi Kiva in the Yishami that says, Yihaf Yiracha Kameicha Zekha Rebbe Vatayim. So what is this mitzvah? What is the Pashit the Taich? What is the Halacha the Maisa? What is the meaning of this Kol HaTorah Kulam? And the emphasis is, you look in the Ramban Al HaTorah, the Ramban asks these Pashas. Look, the Ramban, it can't be. It's a flog, it's an exaggeration. It can't be. Kira Yikabal Alei Ba'odam. It's not humanly possible. That's a melech. No one could be mekayim kamoicha literally. The oid time the Ramban shekvar boy Rabbi Kiva v'limet chayecha koyim. The devil Rabbi Kiva, like we pointed out. So Rabbi, see, where do we go from here? Where do we begin? We have a mitzvah that is so important and so crucial, and we don't know the type, we don't know the meaning, we don't know the halacha l'maisa. And that's how we're called very cool. So I want to tell you tonight, Bez Hashem, what I think the heritage is, the pshat in this mitzvah, the Allah l'maisa. But I must tell you, it's not just the pshat that to me is kodesh HaKadosh, that is so important. But I think it's more, it's a practical plan, it's a mahalach, that maybe one day we'll be able to say, Asha Ani Bahavas Hazula. Maybe one day we'll say Ichleb from Panayira Taiva. Maybe one day, Halavai, one day, we'll be able to say what Shleim HaMelech writes in Mishle Yotef. Taivas Odom Chazdoi. A person's enjoyment, his Taiva, his pleasure, is Chazdoi. And the way the Ebenezer teaches, Taivas Odom Tia Lasos Chesed. A person should have a taiva, a burning desire to do a yid a taiva. Klaima yisave tavet tamid to do chesed l'misharayula. Maybe one day we'll be able to say taivas adam is chazdei to do a yid a taiva. And hopefully this will be a mahalach, this will be a start, this will be a haschala to come to this madrega that we could say osha ani bahavas azula. I once spoke to a yid, a Talmud Chacham Muflag, an Oyev Yisrael also, And he says, I don't like to be metachek on Yidden, but I have a kasha that bothered me for the longest time. He told me, I go to yeshiva every day, I wait by the bus. I'm not a youngster, as you could see. And throughout the week, I wait for the bus going and coming. And very often people stop and pick me up. But I could tell you, Billy Grisman, 20 people pass me by, and they don't stop and say, you want to ride? Can I take you someplace? And to me, it's a problem. Where is the heregish of Avos Yisrael? And he told me, don't worry, I'm a lamed chuf. Some of them are busy, some are rushing, some are turning around the next block, they're going to get off, they're picking up people. But with all the limud chutz, whether it's realistic or unrealistic, there's no suffix that 5 out of 20 people just pass me by without stopping, there's no reason. How do you explain that? Where's Ahavas Yisrael? Where's chesed? And he said, you know, these people do chesed. They do gemilas chasadim, they run to bikecholim, lichem avelim. Why don't they realize? So I told him, you know, I'll tell you the answer. By me and Bella, the answer is simple. They didn't see you. They saw you. They saw you, the boss of Adam. Yeah, they did. But they didn't see your need. They didn't feel your need. They didn't feel the pain that you feel standing in a bit of cold, or during the summer, in the heat of the summer, waiting for a ride. They didn't feel the way your feet felt, standing and waiting and waiting. They're not bad people. They're not Achzorim. They do chesed. But they just didn't think about it. They just didn't put two and two together. I mean, not everybody's a math whiz. Not everybody could put two and two together. They didn't. But I told him, you know something? You know when these people realize? You know when they do put two and two together? When they're the one waiting for the bus. When they're the one that is exposed to the biting cold or the heat. When their feet are tired. And they see somebody driving by there. That they can't be civil. How could a Yid be so inconsiderate? And then the same person is unforgiving and he can't understand the Shemaisen. They don't see your need. And then they could drive, they're wonderful people, nice people, but they don't see their need. No. Many of you don't drive yet, but I think you should hear it now because of Mayach Shivayim Besai. But I'll give you a different mashal that you could all relate to. We hear over and over, we see, we know, we read the signs of the chiyuv, mitzad halacha, mitzad hashgafa, to put back svarim. You don't have to be a goyim to realize that that's part of kolos harikuna. That's v'ahav l'rech k'moicha. You don't have to be a goyim to realize that it's chazal mechayim and that it's a chiyuv gamma. But that's not my nekuda. Just think, you took out a rajva and you didn't put it back. Someone goes to the shelf looking for rajva and he can't find it. He looks, he feels bad, he needs it. It sounds the pain we cause Machayim, the little Torah. So how could a Yid, how could a Ben Torah, a Bar Das, do such a thing? The Torah says, he's not a bad person. He doesn't think. He just didn't put two and two together. He didn't realize he put down a rajva, it doesn't end up on the shelf, and someone looks but he can't find it. But you know when the same person who can't put two and two together, when he does put two and two together, when he goes looking for a rajva and he can't find it, someone else used it, and he goes, says, how could it, where's mensatai, where's decency? So what's missing? What's missing is, you don't see the other person. You see him, of course, you see him, but you don't see his needs, you don't feel his needs, you don't feel his chesroinus. And then there's another muscle. I consider it the Avia voice Hatuma, the of the Mazikim. It's those cruel words. It's those insensitive words. It's the Alnoas Devorim that literally tears a person's heart to pieces. It's the word, it's the cruel word that destroys a marriage, that ruins a friendship, that makes machlokes on a block, in a shul. Shlom HaMelech, the Rav Chachmas, they said it so beautifully. Yes, Beite Kematir Eich Harev. There's a word that hurts more than the stab of a sword. Shlomo HaMelech understood that Moves V'Chayim Biyad Loshen. We like to say Chayim V'Moves Biyad Loshen, but the pasuk says Moves V'Chayim, that a word is Moves. And sometimes I think and I wonder when I hear what people say, doesn't he realize what he said? How could a person be so cruel? How could a person be such an ass? He's not an ass. So how could he act like a Achzorius? Doesn't he realize that Moves V'Chayim Biyad Loshen? And sometimes I even ask a person, how could you talk this way? So he looks at me like I came from Mars and says, come on, I'm just joking. And then he says, the all-American cop-out, chill out. What that means, only the Abister knows. I said once, I hope the Ben Shemayla has a good sense of humor. He comes up with a petal of air, and what did he say? Chill out. Then tell him, chill out again, I'm very good at that. But think about it, where are you holding? I was just joking. I just smelled. What if anyone's just joking? Moves biyad loshen, yes, boys to gematria is chorev, hamaud mei chaveh b'yadim, is ein mei chelik b'olim habo, and he's just joking, he's chilling out. But he's not a bad person. He just didn't realize. You're sitting around by a table, and everybody laughs, and the person that you said the word also laughs, so probably doesn't mind. And you think he doesn't mind, you hope he doesn't mind. But you know when he realized he minds? You know when it's so poshit and it's so klartos that Moves Biyad Loshen? You know when we feel so clearly Yeshboi Tzikil Matkir Eitz Chorev? When someone says a bad word, then we can't understand. How could he say that? Didn't he know that he's going to hurt me? And it's the same mistake. You don't see the other person. A person living with the big Anoichi and the other person doesn't exist. Of course he sees them. And then, from an innocent mistake, comes that Achzori. From an innocent not seeing the other person, you could drive by a person, you could leave out swearing, you could say the sharp words. And then I was zeichet to understand how klar, how beautiful, how deep is a word I saw from Rav Chatzkel Zecheinu Livracha. Lately I saw a Volbo Zecheinu and said the same word. In Yiddishkeit, we know that the worst title, we call a person an Achzorius. So Chatzkel once said, what does it mean Achzorius? What's the Torah definition of Achzorius? So Rav Chatzkel said, look at the word. It's often. Achzor is a compound word. Achzor is made up of two words. Achzor. If the other, like Rav Chatzkel, the other person is Achzor, he's only a person. If he's not part of you, if you don't care enough about him, if he's a stranger, he's not on your mind, that's Achzor. Achzor becomes Achzor. At the time, it seemed to me a sharp word, but it's emes lamita, it's the reality. Because when you don't see the other person, when the other person is Achzor, inevitably it's Achzorius. You could say the word that it's voice gematria is chav, you could say the word that's nervous. And I don't want to be mayach, but the list goes on and on. If you're living with yourself only, with the big eye, and you don't see the other person, then ultimately it leads to Achzorius. I'll give you another mashal, a simple mashal. There are many people in this Makom Kadosh that work hard to make us happy, whether it's Rebbeim, whether it's a director, an assistant, whether it's the cook that spends 12 hours a day making food that should be good for us, the Chavri Hanala, all the staff, Kolechot B'Shmoy Mevoyach, I hope I don't give anybody out. But there's a whole army of people working to make us happy. Isn't it menschlich? Isn't it the olive bays of decency to go over and thank them? We have to be a Chavetz Chaim Lemidus to realize that we have to go to our Torah Tatei. Rav Chatzkel once said that B'Shem the Rambam in a letter that in the Torah there's 48 places speaks about a Torah Tatei. 48 places, because their color, or that color Torah Kula, to see the other person. So how is it possible? How is it possible that a person could come and go and not once be marketed to people that are hurting and working yom of a liar to make us happy? How is it possible? Haim yeshlecha achzoris gedolim mizu. Rabbi once said, Zohar Zangezer once said, we see Mitzrayim make Klaus or build up peace from a Ramses. And we know what happened with peace from a Ramses. The caved in, there were constantly earthquakes, and all that work went down the drain. You have to start again. Both Mitzrayim, both pious Cheshvin. Why did they build us some nice skyscrapers? Why did they build things that constantly were destroyed? So he said that the biggest agmas nefesh, the biggest yisum a person could have, is when he works and works and works and he sees no results. He doesn't have tzipuk nefesh. Mitzrayim weren't interested in getting work. They wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Work and see your work go down the drain. Don't have tzipuk nefesh. Don't feel good about what you do. And that is the biggest hakazarius, he said. When someone works for us, and there are so many people working for us, and they don't feel the gratitude. L'chol hapachis, l'chol hapachis. Once, before we leave, Rabbi Anki used to go every Friday night to the cook and wish her good Shabbos, thank her. Because it wasn't an achzor attitude. He saw the other person. So l'chol hapachis, if someone comes and goes, it's an innocent mistake. He doesn't mean bad, but it's the achzor that directly results in achzorius. And you know something, we could go on and on. There are so many Mishnayos that I could think of, that you could certainly think of. But you know what the answer to all of these? You know what the one solution? To see the other people. To see the other person. Realize you're not alone in this world. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Shmos, I believe it's the Neshama. The very Neshama of Ahavas Yisrael. The Moshe grew up by Yardus of Leisam. So Rashi tied to the Medrash. Nasan Einav Velibe Lies Meis Aleim. That, I believe, is the very Neshama of Ahavas Yisrael. To see the other person. You know why? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when you see the other person, you know what a compliment is, how important it is. You know to put back swarm and not to say abiding words. You know to pick up someone when he's waiting for a ride. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Once you see the other person like you see yourself, then it's very easy to know what to do and what not to do. The heart is where it all begins. When the heart, when a person sees yenem, when it's not achzor, then he's living in a world of opportunity. Then a compliment. Then a bar mitzvah aleichem. Then a bruchim aboyim to a new bracha. It's natural. Because you know, we all know when you come to a new place and you feel out of place, how much it means. Nasan eina v'libe. The heart has to see the other person. We all feel the chush when you feel out of place. How that Shalom Aleichem does to us. So why don't we do it to others? Imagine if we would be the new person, because we see ourselves. The big eye is blocking the other people. I once saw a mice from Rabbi Levin, Chaim Levracha. I think it really gives over the message that I'm trying to relate tonight. He once went to his doctor, and the doctor saw from a distance. Doctor came out running. Rebbe, what's this? What's the matter? So he turns around to his wife who is behind and says, her foot hurts us. Please do something. Her foot hurts us. Her pain hurt him. Her pain was his pain. And that, I tell you, is the secret of a Ahavas Yisrael. When his simcha excites me, when him getting a compliment makes me happy, makes us happy, when him feeling lonely bothers me, when an anas dvarim directed to him hurts me, pains me, when not putting back a sefer doesn't hurt him but it hurts me also, then a person is zoicha to taivas adam chazdai. Because when a person feels that Yenim Simcha is my Simcha, and Yenim Tzar is my Tzar, and Yenim's loneliness and Yenim Tzibrachenkeit is my Tzibrachenkeit, then he'll know exactly what to do and what not to do. And that's the secret. The secret is, imagine if you would be the one that's waiting to the right, or you would be the one that's looking for a sefer, or you would be the one that's chalasing, that's dying literally for someone to be great with you. Don't you wait? Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't it painful? Then you know what it is. Then you know what it is. The Ach Zor looks at the other person like a Zor. And the Oyed Yisrael sees the other person that his foot hurts us. It hurts me to see him lonely. It hurts me to see him schwach. Rabbi Ruchim in Chayla Gimel, Lamed Dalet, it's a maimed that should be required reading. And he writes about it himself, that the maskil should not be Masiach Das for even a moment from this Yisod. But one of the Yonim he writes, Halah, talking about every year, copy the other person. Halah Oyim is a Tzavayach Kichuchya B'kol Minei Tzvachayt. The other person is crying and calling out, Hech Oiti, shut me up, be greater to me, Hech Shev Oiti. Imagine I count, look at me, be marshal me. Al Tavai Zeni, don't be Mavayish me, don't say the joke that really breaks him out to a Sarev. Hake Es Devorai, be greater to me, be Miyachis with me. Do you know why? You know why we don't, sometimes don't hear the other person calling out the Chomini Tzvachayz? Because you're not listening. Because you don't see the other person. You don't feel his needs. Ania Gevin, I can tell you how many people go to sleep crying at night because no one is curious them. Or people are just mevakel them. And you know why we don't hear that cry? I hello oimid with tabeach becholmine kekuchia, because the heart is not there, the ein of alibe is not there. You know, I once learned the most important lesson in a very unusual way. Someone was trying to get a hold of me to call me, and every night I was busy. I said, you know what? I'll make a deal with you. Tonight, 9 o'clock, call me. I'll wait by the phone. I guarantee you. Came 9 o'clock. I waited. It was 9:30. It was 10:30. I'm surprised. I didn't let my family use the phone waiting for his call. I met him the next day, and before I could say a word, he looked at me and said, where were you last night, 9 o'clock? I said, I don't want to say anything, but where were you, 9 o'clock? He goes, trust me, I called a whole night. He didn't answer. I said, trust me, I waited a whole night. I didn't hear you calling. I said, I'm not lying. Believe me, I called you a whole night. I went home. I checked. One of my children must have played with the phone, and they put the ringer to off. And then it's very possible that someone could call and call and call a whole night, but I didn't hear. If the ring is off, then the other person could call and call and call, but you won't hear it because the ring is off. My other boy says, that's Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Yisrael has put the ringer on. The Eina Veliba Li is Meitzah Layim. Because if the ring is off, you could drive by a person and you could put out a sefer and you could make a joke and you could see a bacha that's depressed and walk right by him and you could see a cook that works 12 hours and you won't even put two and two together. And then when you do realize, then it's positive. That's Achzarius. Ahavas Yisrael is, there shouldn't be the Achzar attitude. Just like you know to yourself how important it is, do the same to the other person. And I think that is the mitzvah of a haftarach to moicha. Because no, it doesn't mean love like you love yourself. That can't be. It's not true. It's aflaga. It's not even MS. But it's kamoicha. Just like you know how important it is, a good word. How painful it is, a sharp word. How distressing it is when we're being ignored. You have to react to Moicha is that mitzvah. Imagine if you would be the one, if you would be in his shoes. And I found later that the Rafyanim, the Shvi Beilev, in Simon Kufchav said, Mam is this lesson. People look at Avos Yisrael, they think it's not Shaykh, but he said, the mitzvah is, Kol Masha Ata Ha'yisa Reitzah, Shayach Yat Alach, Kein Tasa L'Chavercha. Put yourself in his place. The Tzav HaKabbalah, one of the early Echonim of our Torah, and the Palayot in Avas Reim, says the same thing. Sheyislabesh Atzmai Beguf Chaveiro. Put yourself in his place. You don't have to give him your shoes, no. Put yourself in his shoes. Try to feel his pain the way you would feel if you would be there. Remember, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam in the Chazal teaches, Kol advarim she'ata reitzah she'achayim yasa oisim loch, asay oisim ata lachecha. And that's not a haflaga. And that's not impossible. That can make it a halacha. To see the other person. To have the lace, to have the ringer on, to see his needs. And you know something? It's easy to do bitichayim, and listen to avodim, and you wear chasadim, because the other person is calling out, and you hear the other person. But you know what the chacham is? You know what the true Avas Yisrael is? To hear the cry that's uncried. To hear the call that's uncalled. To see a person that's hurrying for you and realize on your own, if I would be hurrying and working and no one would compliment me, wouldn't it be absurdious? The Rambam understood that Avada b'kecholam nichem aveilim is all mitzvahs. But that's not the true simon. That's not the mark of the Oyev Yisrael. The real Oyev Yisrael is the one that sees the other person. But it's not an Achzor attitude. By him the ring is on, the ein of the libo is sensitive and sees the other person, and he goes over and says, Agut Morgan Yashikoyev. And that's why the Rambam told him that the first marshal of the true Oyev Yisrael, Lefikach Tzorech L'Sata B'Shvachai. Because that shows that he hears the cry that's uncried, and he hears the call that's uncalled. I'll give you another muscle. That's called the Libi Ma'oid. It's, I think, a big seat cut in Havas Yisrael, where you really see the Achzor turns into Achzorius. The Rambam in the Chazdeus, Perichei Al Chazayim, says, Zechid, U'magdim Sholom Lechol Adam, Kedei Shetehei Daitei Noichem. You should go over and give a person a Varam Shalom Aleichem, a Bruchim Aboyim, a Good Morgen, a Good Shabbos. Kedei Shetehei Daitei Noichem. Feel good with himself. And the Rambam is a Pelef HaShtetach. Magdim Shalom Lechol Adam? That's Ratzon Hashem. Rashi in the beginning of the 9th paragraph of Brachos says you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem B'Shem Hashem because Zuhi would say it's Shalom Aleichem. Why did the Rambam add those words Kedei Shetehei Daitei Noichem? You Magdim Shalom because that's in itself in a Chashiv in you. What's the Rambam being Moisif? Libi Yomeli. The Rambam is telling us a Moedek Yisoyt. The Rambam, the Chochem Mikol Adam, Oy V'et Fashtanen Amensh. There are many people, whether it's Bochum and Yeshiva, whether it's people, older people, parents even or grandparents, that are very plain people. They're not the smartest, they're not the most cautious, so they don't have the charisma of the other people, they're not leaders. They're very, very simple people. And whenever he's having a good time, they're left on the side. They're the ones that are not invited to the chasim, that are not invited to go on the trip. The simple, plain, old people. And most people, not even greatest, don't know where they exist. You know what it means? You know what it means to be neglected? To be ignored? To be someone that no one's greatest is on the map? Believe me, when Chazal said, you know, in Bava Basra, in Tainis, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Masusa, that's human nature. And like Rashi teaches, Im ein loyli adam oyadim, if he doesn't have friends, noyach loy shayomot, he'd rather die. Oy chavrusa, oy mesusa, is the way the Eibishter made a human being. It's not a weakness, it's a metzius. That Chazal sanctioned, that's the person. Do you know what it does to a person's self-esteem, to his dignity, that no one cares about him, no one looks at him, no one speaks to him, no one talks to him, no one plays with him? And then comes along the true Oyev Yisrael, the true masculine though, and he realizes that person no one's greater. He hears that uncalled cry of Herichaisi, Hechshevaisi, Hakezverai. He knows Chavrusai Mesus is a reality. And he goes over, and you know what he does? He fears the person. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Bruch Maboyim, Rabbi Yid. He goes up to the man in shul that has no children, has no family, he says, Rabbi Yid, Rabbi Yankel, where were you last Shabbos? We missed you. And Yankel's freaking, who misses me? Who ever thought about me? When I got a phone call, I think it's the wrong number. No one knows I exist. And he goes over, Yankel, I missed you. Where were you? Do you know what he's doing? He's saying loud and clear, I'm going with you, I care about you, I missed you, I like you, I want you. That's not Nagdim Shalom. That's not just the mitzvah of Shalom Aleichem. That is building a person's self-esteem, building a person's image, giving a person a tachos achayim. That is the chavrusa that substitutes the mesusa. That's what it is. The Rambam, the Rav Chacham, mostly understood, Magdim Shalom Echolodim is not just Magdim Shalom, but Dait Neuche Himenu. You're giving the person chiyus. That's the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa. Is there anything more important than that? A few words. Chayim Biad Loshen, you're giving a person chiyus. And here too, I could tell you. Anu Hadeva. I know personally a bachim in yeshiva that left the yeshiva and Rachmana Litzlan by Yolenu Leilechim went up to Derech because they went through the yeshiva years and nobody cared about them. No one had the seichel to go over Madua Pneichim Royim Hayoim. And I wonder if we could honestly say about those people, Yodeinu Leishabchu Es Adam Hazeh, and I'm not Megazim. If we could say that it's not our fault that he's Machal Shabbos. A bachur once told me, go to Derech, they snubbed me out in yeshiva. I don't know what snubbed me out, but I know it's not a good thing. Where is Kol HaTayakula? We learned Kol HaTayakula, but this is Kol HaTayakula. The Magdim Shalom Lechol Adam. And you know, then I realized how much deeper Shlomo HaMelech's Chochma was. How much more Oymik licked in the verse of Shlomo HaMelech in that Pasuk Moves V'chayim B'yad Lashon. Avad Shlomo HaMelech felt the pain and anguish of Moves B'yad HaLashon of Yeshboi Tugamat Gereis Chorev. But I believe that's only half of the message that Shlomo was conveying to us. Because there's another sad that Shlomo felt. There's another anguish that Shlomo was pain with. And that's Chayim B'yad Lashon, what you could do with the words. L'fikach tzarech l'safa b'shvachay ispita havas Yisrael. Magdim Shalom l'chol adam could be the chavrusa that takes the place of the mesusa. And Shlomo realized Chayim B'yad Lashon is a reality. It's a material, it's teva adam. So just like Shlomo was pained by the mothers B'yad Lashon, so too we felt the anguish of Chayim B'yad Lashon. A word could do so much. Why don't we take advantage? Why don't we capitalize on the Chayim B'yad Lashon? And just like the Mavis B'yad Lashon was distressing, the Chayim B'yad Lashon was equally painful. We have the Koyach Hadibah. Why don't we use it? And that's Avos Yisrael. There's a Merdik Lashon in the Zoya. I don't know in Zoya. I saw it gebracht in the Svoyim in Vayikra Memvav. Begin Mila Bisha, just like a person is punished for saying a bad word. Begin Mila Toiva, just like you get punished for not devouring, you get punished for not saying a good word. And when I saw this, I was mistreiming. Why are you punished? I'm the Eilam of Tzur Vareis, so where's the Chiyuv? I'm not a Chafetz Chaim, but why should I get punished? But then I realize you are Mitzvah Voisa, you are Mechoyev, because Chayim B'yad Lashon is the Karatay Akula, the Afriach Kemoichem Mimitzach of the Shvachay, and means Magdim Shalom Lechol Adam. And that's our Karatay Akula. Speaking to B'nai Torah is always a tremendous achrayus. And if that, we talk about Chesed, after all, you're busy now, Yomim V'layla, learning Torah, but that you can never be too busy for the other person. You can never say, I have no time for Kol HaTorah Kula. And I hear this all too often. Tainas on B'nai Torah, they're too involved with themselves. They live in their own world. They don't see the other person. And that's not just a taina. That's a pircha. That's a pircha on a B'nai Torah because he forgot the Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to learn and learn and learn. But at the same time, you have to learn, practice the Kol HaTorah Kula. And you should know it's not just the accusation that bothers me. But I'm worried. I'm very worried about the future. Because now, Baruch Hashem, your life is your stand and your betiveg and your pen. So if you don't have the Avos Yisrael to felt in Kol HaTorah Kula, But see, many of you it's already, but most of you are going to be soon. It comes to a point that you have to be Isaac in the Perek of Ishmetadesh. You have to raise a family, live with a family. And I can tell you, Belishim Sofik, Les Mandapolik, the Hatzlacha of a person in this Olam Hazeh, the only Hatzlacha is possible when he has the Midah of Ahavas Sofik. Not just a Duchesed, but when he sees other people, when he works for other people. Because I once said, under the chuppah, you know what the biggest change is? You become, from a Neifel, you become an old parents give you and give you and give you, and then you get married, you become a Neifel. You have to provide. I know, Oikir, the Ephra, the Ezra, the Finance, you become a Neifel to a Neifel in a moment. And in my Akshav Emerson, if a person is not growing in the Hergish, of Taivas Odom Chazdoi, if a person is not staging in the Osha Ani Ba'avas Zulas, what's going to be later? And I tell you, B'yedia, Eichochem Kabbalah Nesoyin, the plague, the Magaif in Shalom Bayis, is because people don't know how to think of the other people. Whether it's the Sumeyah or the Asei Toy that's missing, but people are not ready to get married. They have a nice suit and a hat and a tie and a kickle. They're missing the Aleph of Bilad Mechadei Ben Ishli Ishtai, and that is the Ahava Chesed. And this, you have to use these years when you're staying in Torah, but the staying color Torah Kula, to realize, first and foremost, to realize the importance of it. To feel an onus. To feel a taiva in doing a yira chesed. In other words, let me put that practical. When you're walking out the door and someone else's door is coming in, enjoy moving to the side and let him out. Because that is called terakuda. And when you see someone reaching to get his hat and he's not an invalid, Baruch Hashem, but enjoy helping him. When you see someone that puts in his kaichas, whether it's your Rebbe or your cook, the chula, enjoy giving him a compliment. Because that is your color terakula. Enjoy helping another person. How do you enjoy doing something if you do it over and over? Like you know the other stuff. Nothing says, if a person wants to go on Avot Yisrael, have be nice and betay vasay. No one's born an Oyev Yisrael. No one's born an Oyev Chesed. You become an Oyev Chesed. How do you become an Oyev Chesed? By doing Chesed. Enjoy doing a Yira Taiva. Get a taiva. Get a gishmak in it. But there's one thing that I want to speak about. It's very important. Why do we see Klor Bechusti, where the Achzor becomes Achzorius of the Echzoisen? And I'm sure you won't understand what I say tonight. But the little that you will understand, I hope will be enough. Where are we holding with our parents? Are we doing enough for our parents? Are we doing enough for our parents? Can we ever, ever do enough for our parents? Rabbi Ruchim, in that same mimer, he goes on the Rashi. Rashi says, at the end of Yisrael, that you can't even be Mavaza, Mizbeach, the Avonim, Doimim, because yes, for him, Tzoyer, because you have something from them. And he writes a Mavel de Kizach. In my Yisi boys, I wouldn't be embarrassed, right? I would go out to the marketplace and I would embrace the goodness of Father that brings me a litra shel betzalim, that brings me a measure of onions. Because I have a tzoyer for him. And mazuch for a doimim, you have to show a karas atoyim. Because tzoyer for him, so how about the goodness of farmer that brings me onions that I have enough? So we have to be welcome to have that heritage, that sensitivity. But I ask you, what parents do for us, what parents don't do for us, is there anything they don't do for us? Parents put in a life of Haravanya or Amelis. Chazal said, Amaleinu Eilu Habanim, that's the reality. And when the Chinuch describes the mitzvah of Tibet Av, and he says, the Tzurat HaMitzvah Lasek Lehem Kovar V'chol Payelas, it's not a good look. Because that's what they spent all the years doing to you. That's the Tzurat HaMitzvah.
And it's a pella, but the Chareidim and Perek Tezayin, the Chayogar and the Chutzkibarov, both say the same lashon, that a son to a parent has to be the lashon ke'eva v'rabbi. You know why? Because that's what parents are to children. It's not a vicious show, but Solomon, it's not a diamond, it's people that put in a lifetime of Haravanya. So where are we? Are we doing enough for parents? Why do I have to get phone calls sometimes? My son is busy learning, but he doesn't know we exist. He has no time for us. He's living in his own world. Shoyme Shemayim, Oymas, Mayim, Zekab, Shemayim. Is there Havzari is bigger than that? He works for a child and he's not greater than them? He knows how to learn better, so therefore why he should be a better son? That's called a Terukula. Forget about what the Yishami says, the Chamur Sheba Chamur is Tibura. But where's the basic Torah? Where's the Torah that we learn? Do a Kilo. Ahoyrim, parents, every parent, Re'evim Ute'evim La'azrocha Shemesh Mi'eifon. A parent, every parent, Choshev or not, rich or not, wealthy or not, is all irrelevant. But every parent is Re'evim Ute'evim, is dying, is chalishing, is starving for Hazrocha Shemesh. For devotion, for concern, for a child to be considerate. And he writes a lesson that it hurts to say over, but it's so honest. Habonim atheim hinam bali batim al hayayim. The child is the manager, he's the balabas on his parents' life. Why? For the sins that are aid mutayim, that the child should have a yachas to them. Im eina marim lehem ha'oras parim, if he doesn't show that devotion and that love, hey maschinam, b'leiv aviyam, v'imam, choyseb yafeila. U'mechabim ha'ozeru al chayeyim. He extinguishes the last sign of life from their life. And I want to tell you, you'll never understand it until you're a parent. But this is the aliphase of parent-child relationship. If the child, no matter how much he learns, if he doesn't have the yachas, if he doesn't have that devotion, if he doesn't show, I'm here for you, it doesn't mean time, it doesn't mean money. It's ain't of the Levi that there shouldn't be the achzor attitude. The Goyen in Mishle, and the Goyen never writes these type of Mishainis. In Yudalah Yudgimel, ain't of Odom Boilam Azeshim Simcha. A person has nothing in life. Okay. Kima Simcha La'av Yoysim Ibonim. What does a person have besides that children? The Tzar Gigel Bonim Koshim Yikulam. The achzor becomes achzorius because you are the balabatim on your parents. And if you ask me why did I think about it till today, you know what the answer is? Because the ring is off. The heart is not there. If you're living with a big eye, you don't see other people. But when you open your eyes, and that's the mitzvah of your hasorach demaycha, that's the kalatoya kula, to see the other person, to feel the other person's needs, to see what it means, the chayim biyadloshin. There's a lot more to say, but Masaha, Lev Choshik Hazman Oishik. But now, in Befrat, this has to be an avoider for a whole year. But Befrat, tonight is already Shivasa B'Tamiz. A person has to ask himself, where am I holding in the Havas Yisrael? Where am I holding in seeing the other person? Am I Cholima being the Achzor that becomes the Achzor? And Befrat, in Chesed B'Dibur, Al Chaskel in a letter writes, Mama Oid Kedaya Chalipin. It's such a wonderful investment, he says. Adam Noisel Zulosai Rak Milam Udvarim Achad, and you give just a few words. Vashem Yizborach Noisel Oid Adzois Biyodi Hamleya Vakadosha Shefa Bracha Manish. You know what Al Chaskel understood? We all have to live from Tani Yerach Kaiva. We all have to feel Kaivas Adam Navshay. We all have to be Magish Asha Ani Bahavas Azulot. And then he concludes, and that's my message tonight. Ma'gogel atzlachas ha'odom. V'kliklich is der mensch, ha'shekona b'le'atzmai ha'mayla shal ahavas ha'biyas. That he has the hergish of ahavas ha'biyas. He may tamad hu mushpa l'birchat Hashem Yisbarach. If, at least in these 3 weeks, I'd like to make a hatzah. Do something special. I don't mean the chesed that you do anyhow. But do one time a day. A chesed that you wouldn't have done till tonight. And do it because you want to be kinder. That nida of Ahavas HaBriyos. You want to come closer and closer to feel the oinig, the taiva in taivas odom chazoy. Go out of your way. It doesn't have to be money or time. But do something special because I want to come closer to say the Ahavas HaBriyos is my motto in life. And that's what Chazal say, the way you become a Baal Chesed is you do Chesed. But I guarantee you, it's habit forming. You'll enjoy it. Do something special and you'll see how many opportunities you have every single day. There's a world of opportunity. People out there are calling out, Herichaisi, Hechshivaisi, parents, Lidi, Hazrachas Panim. But if you're living in the Achzor world with the big eye, you don't see. Let's make this tonight, starting a project. Every person in his own life, do something special to be kind of this Maila of Ahavas Abriyas. And then I guarantee you, before long, you'll be zeicha to say, Osher Ani Ba'ahavas Azulah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.